Well, so the movement, the Million Student March, is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education, as opposed to the really corporate model that we have right now. So the three core demands of the National Day of Action
are
free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
Cancellation of student debt, otherwise known as bailing out the banks.
Great question. I mean, you know, so I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch
on college. I don't really understand the question.
If you wanted all that stuff, someone has to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
Who's paying for it? Where's the money come from?
The 1% of people in society that are hoarding the wealth and really sort of causing a catastrophe that students are facing. I mean, we have a relationship right now where 1% of the population owns more
wealth
than the 99% combined.
People like you keep going to Walmart and buying stuff. He's hoarding, but you keep giving him your money. What about Apple Corporation? Because we know this stupid bitch has an Apple iPhone. The corporations, the 1%, they're hoarding the money. Oh my god, the new iPhone came out. I have to get the new iPhone. This is the iPhone 13.2. I have the iPhone 13.1. I need the new iPhone. iPhone! Tell you about my dreams, but they're way too perverted.
Tell you about a dream that I have every night.
They do, however, involve
so where do they
the
go? Let's say if you
CSU
tax
women's
them, they're smart
team.
Folks, these people, these 1% hoarders, right?
Yeah.
So if they leave here,
yeah.
Then who's going to pay for all this stuff that you want?
If they leave...
It's like she can't even comprehend the question if they leave.
Oh,
if they immigrate.
I mean, there's always going to be a 1% in the U.S.
There's always other people's money! Always! There's always other people's money! There's always gonna be someone I can take money. I'm a woman! I don't have responsibility. I can always get money from somebody else! What are you, a banking corporation? That's what the bankers do. Can you think Wells Fargo going
through
single
file?
There's always somebody else's
for
money.
All of this?
Absolutely.
Absolutely! Just unlimited money! Money everywhere. I can't turn to the left or the right. I'm too scared to run and I'm too weak to fight. But I don't care, it's all Shaco Babble rap to me. Shaco Babble.
Tell you about a dream that I have every night.
You think your friends, their parents, your family would be happy to pay a little bit more to provide these guarantees and benefits.
Well, yeah, she's a princess. Her daddy will
I
do
come
anything.
I'm from an incredibly working class family.
Working class family.
And my family is already on numerous forms of government assistance.
Right.
And
right. They're on welfare. They're a working class
by,
family
you know,
on welfare.
Do
you understand the concept of working?
I live in a world and I
working,
see a system around me where there's a population that's doing nothing to contribute to
you,
the progression
you
of
you and your family doing nothing other than being
and
parasites. A career! I want a career! I don't need no man fish bicycle!
We're very rational, loving, accepting, non-xenophobic, and... Yeah, we're Syrians. Come on over. Actually, I'm in Pennsylvania,
over.
So woohoo, we're still accepting.
I don't
refugees.
Have to pay for it. I'm a woman. Come on over.
Now this is one of them occasions where the homie's not doing it right. I mean, he found him a hoe that he lied. But you can't make a hoe a housewife. And when it all boils down, you're gonna find in the end a bitch is a bitch, but a dog is a man's best friend. So what you found, you a hoe that you lied. You can't make a hoe a housewife.
That's the part
smoke
of the intro where I shake that groove thing.
This is mine. This is mine. You do not get to
well,
take
I mud person.
Property
I know understand property
in this
rights.
Country.
Man, fuck your laws.
Yeah, fuck your laws. Give me welfare.
things the way I do is I'll be thusly just a Nazi. We'll be screeching loudly, preaching, understanding while we punch some Nazis. We'll never admit that we were just a bunch of hypocrites. I'm so freaking shameless, nameless in the crowd where I'll be acting like a Nazi.
Now remember, acting like a Nazi isn't Nazi-ish when liberals do it.
I get 2 blue books, and I run back to the classroom. I'm sitting down in the front row. I text my friend who's in the class. This girl's like, I'm in the third row. And I turn around, and she's not in the third row. I'm like, I don't know why you can't count, but you're not there. Like, I'm in the first row, you're in the third row. That's what happened.
Try paying attention?
And then I look around some more, and I'm like, I've never seen these people before. And like, okay, I haven't been to class in like a month.
Because, right, because you don't go to class.
But still, like, I don't recognize them. So I asked this girl, I'm like, this is RTF, right? This is like world cinema history. She's like, no, this is physics.
That's a class that retarded kids at Texas A&M take.
Okay, where's my exam?
I world text my friend, cinema
and
history.
She's like, you get different classroom assignments for your exam. We're in Hog. So I'm like, oh my God. And I run. And I run straight into a window.
You know what's pathetic too is on this YouTube video, so all the comments from the betas in the comment section, where else would they be? About, oh, you're so awesome. Oh, you're so great. Oh, this is so funny. Oh, you should be a YouTuber. Oh, this is just, guys, just stop. 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 Just because something has a vagina, you don't have to sit there and be like, oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're so pretty. Oh, you're so talented. Oh, I let me just fawn all over you. All right, it is the great one himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. We are here with the College Kid Cast. Ooh, it's still Sunday, 20th of November, year of our Lord and Savior, 2019. The Trump and Fuhrer, in case you didn't know who our Savior was. I'm dropping stuff. I'm not drunk. I did open a beer. Let me go ahead and make Adam Piggott lose his shit. So right now I am drinking. This is from Boulevard Brewing Company. It is tropical pale ale made with grapefruit and passion fruit. Adam Piggott right now is going, oh, Jesus fucking Christ, mate. That's not fucking beer. Real beer is made out of fucking, it's fucking made out of motor oil and the fucking blood of your enemies. That's what got on a real fucking beer, mate. And don't drink a fucking beer with no fucking grapefruit or fucking passion fruit in it, you fucking Todd. Jesus fucking Christ. Actually, that would be good. The market of beer. See, there's probably a law against this or something. Market of beer, and on the can, you're made with motor oil and the blood of your enemies. I'd buy that beer and try it out. But I just opened it. No, we're not wasted. Anyway, ran to the grocery store. It is fucking windy out there. Holy shit. There were a couple of times when it almost blew me over. It is that fucking windy. All right. We're going to read another op-ed piece from Katrina, which I have not pre-read, so I don't know what's coming. I Google stalked her a little bit. Oh, my God. Well, I mean, it just... Let me drop that again. Guys, it doesn't get any more fucking classic. She's got a double major and a minor. Okay, go ahead. Take a wild guess. What she's double majoring and minoring in. Just take a wild guess. I'll give you a couple of seconds. Let me give you a hint. Go for the lowest hanging fruit. I'll give you two hints. Go for the lowest hanging fruit you can get, and it's not English. You ready? Double major in journalism and sociology with a minor in creative writing. I can't make this up. It's like, sweetheart, you do not need to be writing an op-ed column. You need to be cleaning toilets. This woman is never in her life ever going to have a real job. She is going to work in academia forever. This is another fucking Dr. Carly. Sociology and journalism with a minor in creative writing. Yeah, we really need to do something about all that student debt that those poor kids can't fucking pay off. Yes, let's bail out the banks. Absolutely. Oh, what a brilliant idea. What fucking banker sat there and thought, oh, well, then again, her dad, she's a fucking little blonde-haired princess. Her daddy is probably paying for this. All right, let's get started. Because I want to see if I can get through the inclusive language guide in this episode. And this is going to be tough because it is long, just like, yes, it's a dick joke, just like my dick. All right, let's see if we can minimize, that's the word I'm looking for, minimize the tangenting, which is laughable. We all know what a joke that is. But hey, this is a comedy show sometimes. CSU students shouldn't have to be brave to go here. By Katrina Leiby. There's not a lot more to say about the incident of last week. There's no need to recap or continue the anger towards the racist behavior that some Colorado State University students have exhibited. The university will choose its actions and how it decides to treat its students, therefore choosing its reputation and fate. Great one. What racist incident is she talking about? Well, to tell you the truth, this is from September 23rd. Hang on. I'll be right back. I don't know for a fact, but I think she's talking about a thing where four CSU students posted a picture of themselves. I'll have to remember to put the picture in the show notes. Posted a picture of themselves with blackface, and on the photo it says, Wakanda forever. It's so fucking funny. And anyway, this photo, I looked at it, I thought about it. Do I even want to delve into it? Because they've got, oh my God, this photo. It'll be in the show notes. This photo caused so much fucking pearl clutching. And just all the running. And of course, I mean, now, this is weeks later. It's completely forgotten now, of course. But, oh my God, everybody just lost their fucking minds. And by everybody, I mean a bunch of fucking losers at Colorado State University. Most of the population of the planet Earth, number one, didn't notice. And number two, if they did notice, didn't give a shit. Because some people in the world have actual real problems. You know, once again, you know, it's racist. And it's a great one. I thought you weren't going to tangent. Fuck you. You know, ooh, it's racist. These students, they did blackface and talked about Wakanda. Oh my God, it's so racist. Guys, this is as fucking first world problem as you can fucking get. Right now, somewhere in Africa, well, maybe not right this minute. I don't know what time it is over there. But most likely, sometime in the very recent history. God damn. History. Somewhere in Africa, some little fucking 10-year-old girl is getting fucking fucked by some man with AIDS because he's been told that having sex with virgins cures AIDS. Somewhere in Africa, there's a woman watching her child die and starve to death. Right? And this shit where all these fucking nasty, filthy-ass little blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white, liberal fucking bents run around acting like they care so much about black people because some white kids put on some blackface and said, yo, go Wakanda. This is all a fucking facade. These are first world problems. If you give a shit so much about black people, Instead of giving all that money to CSU so you can fucking learn, so you can major in sociology, journalism, and creative writing, why don't you take all that money and send it to people in Africa? That's right, because you don't give a shit about people in Africa. You don't give a shit about black people. Black people to you, they're just little pets. They're just things that they're like the little Greta the Gremlin, right? The way the global warming wackos use her as a distraction and a shield and something to hide behind and something to parade around. Look at our little retarded girl, Greta. She cares. How dare you not care about global warming? Because Greta said so. Katrina doesn't give a flying fuck about any black person on the planet Earth. Right? She's using this just to feel good about herself. This is as first fucking world problem as it gets. Some fucking stupid ass 19-year-old college kids who don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, just like Katrina, posted a picture of themselves on social media with some blackface on and said Wakanda forever. Personally, I had to Google it to find it. As soon as the picture came up and I saw it, I'm not going to lie to you, I laughed my ass off. It will be in the show notes. I think it's fucking hilarious. If you look at that picture and you think it's racist, you're probably a cuck. And by probably a cuck, I mean you're a cuck. It's fucking funny.
Hey, great one, it's that funny, man. It's racist, dog.
The great one, you hate black people. Okay, I hate black people. It's still funny. During last week's Associated Students of CSU meeting, wankers, President Joyce, your president's a woman, Joyce McConnell, said that the students who were in the room and the students who chose to speak were brave for being there. Oh my God, they were brave for coming to a meeting of the Associated Students of CSU and talking about how racist white people are. Oh my God, so much bravery. There's so much bravery. Bravery. I just watched the movie again, 12 o'clock high, because, whoa, as I almost fall over, I'm really not that drunk, because T.J. Martinell was talking about it on one of his podcasts, tjmartinell.com, Mountain Pass Podcast, highly recommended. And I was like, yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a while, so I got it from the library and watched it again. My grandfather was a tail gunner in B-52, was it B-52s? I think it was B-52s. Based in Italy during the war. I mean, the men who got in those bombers and went up in the... And yes, they dropped bombs on civilians and murdered non-combatants. Absolutely true. We can talk about that all day long. But they were also putting their lives on the line. The Luftwaffe was perhaps the greatest air force of the time, with them fantastic flying machines, some very skilled pilots, right? Every time these men went up in one of those bombers, they had zero guarantee of ever coming back. That's bravery. Being some little fucking privileged white college student filled with hatred for other white people because you have some kind of complex over the fact that you're white, in going to a meeting of the Associated Students of Colorado State University and expressing how outraged you are that some white people did something you don't approve of and how something needs to be, that's not bravery. That's being a sheep. Yes, the students who spoke have a spirit stronger than we can imagine. No, they don't. There's nothing strong about expressing the same opinion as everybody else in your immediate vicinity. right? If you go to a meeting of the Ku Klux Klan and you say, golly, man, I think we should string up some niggers and kill them. Okay, that's not brave. That's not a strong spirit. Now, if you go to a meeting of the Klan and you say, hey, guys, maybe we need to lay off the black people. I mean, they're just like us. We should let them own property and vote and have jobs and, you know, all this other stuff and just leave them the fuck alone. Okay, see, that would be bravery. And so this thing where these college students are constantly running around telling each other how brave you, how you're so brave. Why, you have the exact same opinions I do. You hate white people too. Why, you're so brave. You hate Westerns? I hate Westerns. Wait, hold on. You hate capitalism? Oh my God, I hate capitalism too. This is so brave. Let's take a selfie with our iPhones and let's post it on Instagram about how brave we both are for hating white people and capitalism. However, this also indicates that marginalized students have to be brave to go to CSU. No, they don't. They don't even have to be intelligent because of the racial quotas and the, what do you call it, affirmative action process. You don't have to be brave. Just show the fuck up. Once again, some white kids put some fucking makeup on their face. It's not like anybody is running around CSU campus hunting down black people and killing them. The fact that, and here's the thing too, not all black people are like that. Yeah. How fragile are you black people that you see some white kids put some makeup on their face and say Wakanda forever in their photo? Like, if you're devastated by this, how fucking fragile are you? Right? I go on the Twitterverse and I see hashtag kill all white people and I don't give a shit. You don't see me running around having to go to the fucking Associated Students of CSU and tell them how oppressed I am and all this other horse shit. Oh, that's right. I'm white. I'm better than the rest of you. I keep forgetting. Yeah, there really is a reason why white people think they're better. It's because they're better. But no, not all black people are that fucking fragile. And that's the thing. And once again, if you're a black person and you're not one of these little fragile faggoty fucks who needs 19-year-old white girls to defend you from photographs on the internet. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Why do you, maybe there's not that many of you? Or maybe you just think it's not worth it to say anything? I mean, dude, just... And so this, I guess, this is why it's so hard for me to have any kind of fucking respect for black people. Because whatever percentage of you, and there is a percentage of you, who don't need 19-year-old white girls to defend you from pictures on the internet, but none of you will tell this little bitch to sit down and shut the fuck up. You just continue to allow little 19-year-old white girls to use you to feel good about themselves. No student should feel as though they have to have courage to attend college. If students have to gear up, put on a brave face, and find the strength to go to their own school, there is something fundamentally wrong that goes beyond the incidents of the past week. Yes, these people are fucking fragile. Once again, if it's so difficult for you to get out of your bed in your air-conditioned dormitory, heated dormitory, and then eat the food provided to you by the school, which is warm and hot and semi-nutritious and at least, you know, not poisonous. And then walk all the way across campus, which might be, oh God, 400 or 500 feet, depending on where your root classroom is, into another building that has heating and air conditioning and flush toilets, where you will then sit in a class and listen to some fucking washed up leftist professor who's never had a real job in her life tell you about how all white people are racist. I mean, if that's some kind of great burden that requires you to put on a brave face and to find strength to go through all of that, then yes, there is something wrong here. And what's wrong here is that your DNA has not been removed from the gene pool. I won't pretend like I know what marginalized students on this campus go through. No, but you will hide behind them. You will go through this virtue signaling exercise where you act like these first world problems that are happening to these people are the end of the world, and you're going to jump in there and save them and stick up for them to let everybody know how much you care. You will do that. I won't pretend like I know what marginalized students on this campus go through. My opinion and knowledge on the subject only extend as far as my personal and professional relationships. She has professional relationships. She's a 19-year-old girl who's never had a job, I'm sure, who's majoring in sociology, journalism, and creative writing. She has professional relationships. As far as my personal and professional relationships with people of color, not people. Remember, they're not people. They're people of color. Because real people are white. These are people of color. They're just like us, except they're different. That's why we call them people of color instead of people. Because they're different. But they're just like us. As well as observations and my learning about the history of racism on this campus. She's learning about the history of racism on CSU campus. Yeah, boy, I remember back in the 1800s, back on CSU campus. Woo, we used to string them black men up on. We'd hang them on that tree over there with the noose. We'd hang them up there. Their bodies would swing in the wind. Where once in a while we'd go out, we'd shoot a bunch of them. We'd say, hey, yo niggas, stop picking cotton. And we'd run out there and we'd shoot them with our shotguns. Yeah, so much racism on CSU campus. Oh my God, like thousands of black people were slaughtered on CSU campus by them evil Southerners. Why, CSU college campus, it used to be a plantation. They'd be out there picking them cotton and they'd say, oh, yes, massa, we used to pick a cotton for you. But then they'd shoot them because they was just so racist. There's so much racism. Meanwhile, in Africa, black people, sold other black people into slavery and slaughtered the fuck out of them over and over and over and over. But gosh, little white girls in North America, well, they don't learn any of that in their fucking history classes. They just learn about how racist them fucking white people are. As far as I can tell, and with what I have learned, nothing, I can see that every day these students have to be brave. Yes, one thing, I mean, just the other day, I was walking past CSU campus and I saw a bunch of Klansmen on their horses riding around with torches looking for black people to set on fire. God, you have to be so brave to be a black person on CSU campus. I mean, you got racial quotas, you got the Office of Diversity, you got 7 different organizations there to help you cope with the trauma of, you know, I mean, and yet black people keep coming to Colorado State University. I mean, they're getting slaughtered every day you turn on the fucking TV around here and you see in the local news, there's like 7, 8, 9, 10 more black people found dead on CSU campus. And yet black people just keep coming here. I mean, they're like women, right? Women on college. Did you know that 5 out of every 3 women on a college campus have been raped? And yet women keep flocking to college campuses. Why, it's almost as if they're stupid. It's almost as if they're just dumb as fuck. It's almost as if people who are going to college don't recognize that being on a college campus is the most coddled and protected environment a human being could be on. Once again, there are people all around the world in places where there are wars going on right now who would fucking kill to be able to spend some time on a college campus. When's the last time anybody died on a fucking college campus in the United States? It's one of the safest fucking places you can be on the planet Earth. Let's just create these crises for attention and, of course, to sell advertising. Because we hate capitalism. God. These students have an entire history against them. How do you have an entire history against you? What is that even? Oh, that's the creative writing part of her college education. These students have an entire history against them. Whatever that means, and they fight microaggressions and racism daily. No, they don't. Every day that is not on CSU campus is already a fight. Coming to their own school that they pay thousands to attend. Pay thousands to attend. Interesting little factoid you're pointing out there. Coming to their own school that they pay thousands to attend should not be a fight for basic decency. Marginalized students shouldn't be forced to be brave here. Nobody's forcing them to do anything. They are voluntarily paying all of this money, which they won't be able to pay back, to come to CSU and get worthless diplomas. CSU should be the place they come to and know they don't have to worry about fighting for their identity and humanity because the administration will fight that battle for them. Oh, so black people are children who need the white people in the administration to fight their battles for them. Got it. Well, at least we agree on something. Black people are children who need little white people to fight their battles for them. Hey, black people, anytime you want to prove that's not true, feel free to tell some of these white liberals to go fuck themselves. The university should do its job in fighting for their marginalized students so they can focus on learning. You know, if you focused on learning, you wouldn't have time to worry about shit like this. If you're focused on learning, you wouldn't see pictures on the internet. Because you wouldn't be looking at InstaThought or fucking SnapCunt or whatever the fuck it is where this picture got posted. When incidents of racism happen, the dynamic should not be the students against the school. It should be the school against racist. And this is where things went wrong this past week. McConnell didn't necessarily make it clear that the university was going to fight against the behavior because of free speech, but she wanted to hear students' voices on the issue. In simpler terms, the university isn't going to fight this battle, but our students will, as they have in the past. What battle? There's no battle to fight. A picture was posted on the internet. There is no battle. If by I know what you mean by battle. You mean the fucking persecution and attack of white people. I know what you want. You want the four students in this picture to be removed from the university. Because remember, this inclusive language guide, nobody's forcing you to do these things. You're not going to be thrown off the university, right? We read in the previous episode, that's what the bitch said, right? Right over here. If inclusive language offends you or you feel limited or restricted because of it, don't worry, you won't be expelled from CSU for not using it. Well, here, these kids, they put a picture of themselves on the internet that was not very inclusive. What do they want? We want to get them off the campus. Yes, you will be removed from the campus for not using the correct language, for not behaving the correct way, for not thinking the correct think. And the students did. Thursday morning, dressed in black, pretty sure that's racist, with hashtag not proud to be signs. Everything's a fucking hashtag nowadays too. Do you stupid fucking whores realize that your hashtags are a joke? Grown men don't do hashtags. Great one. You do hashtag the hashtag CLSology. Yeah, and I'm doing it to fucking make fun of hashtags. This whole thing where the fucking Zoomers. I don't actually know. I just heard Zoomers. I hope Zoomers refers to Generation Z because otherwise I'm going to look like an idiot. I guess I could have Googled it to find out what Zoomers actually means. But as far as I'm concerned, Zoomers, Generation Z, I think it's hilarious. We got the Boomers and we got the Zoomers. I'm in the middle. I got Boomers on one side, dumber than fuck. I got Zoomers on the other side, dumber than fuck. You know, at least the Boomers aren't snowflakes. But you Zoomers and your fucking hashtags. Once again, it's just, you have no individuality. One person does something, everybody else jumps over. Oh, it's hashtag this, hashtag that, hashtag this, hashtag that. Oh my God, look at me. I'm so cold. Like I'm using a hashtag. Oh my God, it's going viral. Oh my God, I have a hashtag. And oh my God, I put my selfie with a hashtag and I put it on fucking Instagram. And oh my God, it went viral. And oh my God, it's a hashtag. Oh my God, hashtag not proud to be. And the students did Thursday morning, dressed in black with hashtag not proud to be signs. Students continued doing the university's job of condemning and protesting racism. Why don't you go to class? Right. You have no purpose in life. So I'm protesting racism. Well, that's good for you. I'm contributing to the GDP. There's some guys over there. They're doing some plumbing. These guys over here, they're building some houses. Some people over there, they're putting out a fire. Here's some people, they're building this fucking road that you can't shut up. And look, over in China, there's some people working for barely fucking any money whatsoever, 12 hours a day building cell phones so that you can fucking post your hashtag on Instagram and Virtue Signal. And some of those people building your phones are committing suicide. They're so fucking miserable. But oh, bravo. Bravo, little white girl. You're hashtag not proud to be. You're fighting racism. Bravo. Bravo. Wednesday night during the ASCU Senate session, students put school, jobs, campus activities, and personal plans aside to fight for their right to live and learn in peace. Yes, here on war-torn CSU campus where bombs are going off all the time, fucking missiles are being launched, there's firefights breaking out, snipers, war-torn CSU campus. These students are fighting for their right to live and learn in peace. What is the job? of this university, if not to make it a safe space for the students that are most at risk of harassment and harmful behavior from others. Oh, you mean Republicans? Fundamentalist Christians? Mormons? Jehovah's Witnesses? Heterosexual white men who actually approach girls and talk to them? No, I'm pretty sure you're not talking about any of those groups of people. Those are the groups of people that you hate. And here's the thing, Katrina. When you're 57 years old and you're alone with your 17 cats and you're trying to figure out why your life was unhappy and you're fucking crying to somebody about all you ever wanted was, I didn't want it, I got to have a family. And nobody loved it. Here's why. This is what you're devoting your life to. As my editor, Lita McWilliams, said, we're an institution that speaks on inclusion and diversity but doesn't actually do anything. Right, because you're lazy. I mean, this entire column is you talking about diversity and inclusion and other horseshit, but not actually doing anything. The administration makes the students do most of the work. Oh my God, you had to do something. Jesus fucking Christ, you fucking princess. Even if it means putting aside our own learning and jobs. Sweetheart, it's not like you were going to do your homework anyway. Right? Oh my, I had to put off my homework to go protest. Right? I had to not go to work to go protest. Well, then you should be fired. The fact that if you really skipped your job to go protest and you still have a job, that's one more example of how fucking coddled you are. First world problems. Emails and speeches aside, the next time this happens, because it will, the university needs to do the fighting. The university needs to make sure their students feel safe and they do not have to be brave just to attend their own institution. Wow, the university just doesn't care about you at all. Wow, the university is so racist and uncaring, and yet you keep giving them your money. It's like, okay, so if I have a girlfriend and I slap the bitch and she gives me a blowjob, okay, well, I'm gonna slap her again. Oh, she sucks my dick again. All right. So I punch her in the face and then she gives me another blowjob. Okay. After a while, I'm going to figure out that I can keep hitting her and getting blowjobs. Oh, the university's so racist. Let me sign up for another semester. Here's some more money, CSU. But see, it's like you don't understand feedback loop. That which you reward is that what you get. That was proper English there. That what you get. See, I'm not a sociology major. Oh, God. It's just... Once again, it's a photo on the internet. And this is just turning into... all of this drama and trauma. And the Zoomers can't figure out why... basically, everybody else on the planet Earth thinks they're a bunch of fucking snowflakes. We need the university to be stronger than its students, or else its students will get worn out doing a job that should not belong to them. Yes, because we would not want these so-called adults to stand up for themselves in any way whatsoever. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. We are now. Where are we on time? We are now about to delve in. I gotta remember to look on Twitterverse and see who sent me this. Because I swear to God, somebody sent me a link to this on the Twitterverse, and I need to give credit. Let me write this down for some notes. Find Twitterverse. Twitter source. Okay, here we go. Inclusive Language Guide, living document, updates made frequently. What this document is, this is a living resource. Considering how many women major in biology, it's fascinating how they don't understand the difference between living and non-living. This is a living resource compiled by the Inclusive Communications Task Force at Colorado State University. Oh my God. There it is right there. I was wondering who made this. Gee, I'm going to have to fucking look these people up. I want to find out who is on the Inclusive Communications Task Force, but we're not doing that right now because we don't have time. This document is intended to serve as a best practices guide. It is provided and will be updated with the intention of sharing meaningful and useful language suggestions. It is worth noting that language is always evolving, so this document will be updated periodically. What this document is not, this is not an official policy yet or required practice yet. This document is intended as a resource to help our campus community reflect our principles of community. That's capitalized. Principles of community. Particularly inclusion, respect, and social justice. The language in this guide may not apply to every individual, and it is critical to take personal preference into account. Right, and my personal preference is to... Well, you guys know what my personal preference is when it comes to language. The guide is not about political correctness or policing grammar. No, absolutely not. A guide that tells you what words you should use and what words you should not use is most certainly not about political correctness or policing grammar, but rather helping communicators practice inclusive language and helping everyone on our campus feel welcome, unless, of course, they are heterosexual white men who approach girls, fundamentalist Christians, members of the alt-right, white nationalists, Jehovah's Witnesses, or Mormons. But other than that, we want to make everyone on our campus feel welcome, respected, and valued. Really, so if Donald Trump came to your campus, would you make him feel welcome, respected, and valued? Would that be a goal of the people who wrote this document? A few general best practices. Use people-first language. Example, person with a disability versus disabled person. Person of color versus colored. See, so if you just say person first, it's okay. So if I say, well, you're colored, that's racist. But if I say you're a person of color, see, now I'm being inclusive. So you're a person of stupidity. Oh, you're a person of, you're a person of worthless degree. Nah, nice to meet you. You're a person of parasitism. Oh, all right, I'm starting to get the hang of this. Person of parasitism. Let me write that down because I'm going to forget it. Person of parasitism. Unless that person indicates another preference. Never assume a person's gender identity based on their name or their appearance. If you don't know, use gender-inclusive pronouns or ask for their pronouns. Hey, bitch, do you prefer to be called bitch or stupid bitch? Use gender-inclusive language when speaking in generalities or about groups of people that you do not know the individual pronouns of. Okay, groups of people don't have individual pronouns because groups are not individuals. Example, everyone versus ladies and gentlemen, and they, them, theirs versus he, him, he, and she, her, hers. All right, this is old hat. Let's get to the good stuff. Okay, here we go. First, it's the thing you should not say. Then there's the reason you shouldn't say it, and then there is what you're supposed to say. And remember, this isn't required yet. Here we go. Addicted or like crack. Oftentimes used to describe something the person uses often. I'm addicted to Netflix, or these candies are like crack. While addicted can be appropriate in some situations, it can also cause harm to those who are truly experiencing drug addiction, or are in recovery, or have friends or relatives who have experienced addiction. Instead, you should say, I'm hooked. I'm a devoted fan of. Or is delicious or excellent. You should not say American or America. The Americas encompass a lot more than the United States. College students have to be told this because they've had 12 years of public education during which they were completely not exposed to geography whatsoever. There is South America, Central America, Mexico, Canada, and the Caribbean, just to name a few of the 42 countries. Hold on, hold on. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. There is South America, Central America, Mexico, Canada, and the Caribbean, just to name a few of the 42 countries in total. South America and Central America are not countries. They're continents, you fucking idiot. Actually, Central America isn't even a continent, it's a part, but South America, it's a continent, it's not a country. Oh, God. That's why the word Americano in Spanish can refer to anything on the American continent. So can the word American in American. I've actually bitched about this in the past, not because I'm a pussy like these people, but I've pointed this out that the continent is called America, and this is the United States. And so we should refer to our country not as America, not because I'm a fucking politically correct fucking snowflake faggot. But yes, the continent is America. It's more accurate to say the United States. Now, when it comes to, you know, United Statesians, sounds stupid. So I'm not going to give up on calling people from the United States Americans because I haven't come up with a better alternative yet. I mean, they actually do almost have a point. Right, if we could teach people to call the country the United States instead of America, see, I would be on board with that. That I would actually be on board with. Because it is the United fucking States and America is the fucking continent. So if you said, where are you from? America. Okay, well that narrows it down to a continent. Which part of America? But then, yeah, America has fallen into general. Anyway, why are we talking about this? Okay, let's get back to making fun of snowflakes. Yet when we talk about Americans in the United States, we're usually just referring to people from the United States. No, we're always referring to people from the United States, you stupid bent. This erases other cultures and depicts the United States as the dominant American country. No, it doesn't. Erases other cultures. Oh God, if only I could erase other cultures. Oh, if only. So what you're supposed to say is U.S. citizen or person from the U.S. Sorry, but American is also a hell of a lot shorter. All right. You're not supposed to say basket case. The term originally referred to a person, usually a soldier from World War I, who had lost all four limbs. The basket, in this sense, refers to the basket the person would need to be carried around in and has a negative historic meaning. You're supposed to say, I'm nervous. You can't say birth defect. Birth defect generalizes the population and minimizes personhood, which should be acknowledged first, often called people first language. That phrase appears a lot as this, I'm going to not read it every fucking time. The word defect implies a person is subpar or somehow incompetent. No. Liberal implies a person is subpar and incompetent. Okay, progressive indicates that you are subpar and incompetent. Social justice warrior. I don't know. Journalism major. Oh. Sociology and journalism major with a minor in creative writing is proof that a person is subpar and somehow incomplete. So what you're supposed to say is, person with a congenital disability or person with a birth anomaly. Here's my question. Could any of you have made any of this up if you tried? I will give them credit. They are very creative. This is some creative shit. You're not supposed to say the blind, the deaf, or eye for an eye. Generalizes the population and minimizes personhood, which should be acknowledged first, often called people first language. In addition, using phrases that associate blindness or deafness as negative, an eye for an eye, can be problematic for folks with these disabilities. Some people may identify with and prefer terms like deaf and blind, so it is important to ask preference. Yes, next time you're talking to a deaf person, ask them if they want to be referred to as deaf or something else. You should say person who is blind or person who is deaf or hard of hearing. Okay, we can't say cakewalk or takes the cake. Yes, you see, cakewalk, that's racist. Ha, no, but slaves. It took us this long to get to slaves. I'm surprised we made it to the second page before we got to slavery. Because as we know, slavery has never existed any place other than the southern states of the United States of America. Slaves would covertly mock white slave owners through exaggerated dance to music. Take two. Slaves would covertly mock white. This is interesting. The word white is capitalized. The word white is capitalized throughout this thing. That's interesting. Oh, black. When it says black people, black is also. So now we have to capitalize people's skin color when we write it in a sentence. Interesting. Okay. Slaves would covertly mock white slave owners through exaggerated dance to mimic white aristocrats. You mean kind of like how white kids now try to dance like black people? Perhaps unaware of the subversive origin of the dancing, slave owners began holding balls for entertainment where slaves would perform these dances to win a cake. Cakewalks became popular through the racism of the 19th century minstrel shows, which portrayed black people as clumsily aspiring to be and dance like white people. Okay, first of all, most white people can't dance, depending on what kind of dance you're talking about. So you're saying that the white people were unaware that the black slaves were making fun of them. Is this kind of like how you black people are unaware that white liberals are using you? You know, this reminds me, this was a long time ago, I posted this on the website. There was the video where the guy went out and he interviewed a bunch of little 19-year-old white kids on a college campus about black people voting and all these little white kids are going, oh yeah, it's black people. They're disenfranchised with voting because they don't have internet and they can't register to vote because they have to get a driver's license and they can't get a driver's license or an ID and all this shit. And then the guy takes his camera and he goes into a neighborhood where there's a bunch of black people and he interviews them. And he says, do you know where the DMV is? And they're like, well, yeah, it's over there. He's like, do you have a driver's license? Like, of course I have a driver's license. He's like, do you have access to the internet? I remember this woman, she's like looking at her, she looks at her, she's like, I have unlimited data on my phone. Of course I have the internet, right? It's like, do you black people realize that these little 19-year-old white kids are using you? Or are you just going to keep dancing around for them? The phrase you're supposed to use is, that was easy. You know, kind of like your liberal arts degree. That was easy. Okay, you can't say the word colored. This is a highly offensive racial slur. Not just it's not just a racial slur, guys. It's not just an offensive racial slur. It is a highly offensive racial slur. We're like on red alert. Highly offensive racial slur that was often used during segregation to separate people of color, particularly blacks, from whites-only restaurants, bathrooms, drinking fountains, and seats on public transportation, while designated colored spaces were the least desirable locations and least maintained spaces, kind of like public parks. What you're supposed to say is person of color. All right, so you can't say CP victim, which I've never said that in my life, spastic or spaz. This generalizes the population and minimizes personhood, which should be acknowledged first. Using these terms to describe a hyperactive person is offensive as it implies that people with cerebral palsy are somehow not normal. Well, they're not normal. They have cerebral palsy, you fuckwits. Pretty much anyone who has a fucking disease is not normal because most people have cancer. Not normal because most people don't have cancer. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. So what you're supposed to say is person with cerebral palsy or person with spastic cerebral palsy. Okay, so here we go. You cannot say crazy, nuts, maniac, lunatic, insane, deranged, psycho, demented, depressed, or OCD. Now, how you can have a conversation with any woman under the age of 25 without her using one of those words within the first 17 sentences, I don't know. I'm like, I'm so OCD. Yeah, I have bipolar, and I'm really OCD. And oh my God, I'm just a psycho if everything is not put in exactly the place it's supposed to be. And when I came home the other day, my roommate had moved some stuff around. I was so depressed that, like, my OCD wasn't being attended to. So I was so depressed I put a selfie on Instagram and a bunch of people liked it and they said I was really hot. Originally referring to mental illness, the terms crazy and nuts referred to people who are often instituted against their will. You know, kind of like we're all instituted against our will and have to pay taxes and all that stuff. Oh, but that's okay. Using these terms to describe something that is surprising or unexpected implies people experiencing mental health challenges are somehow not normal. They're not normal. I can see where this is going. Everybody is not normal. I can see exactly where this is going. Well, how dare you say that these people aren't normal? Well, they're not normal, okay? People who fucking can't figure out if they're boys or girls, they're not normal. People who are fucking OCD are not normal. People with bipolar disorder are not normal. People with cerebral palsy are not normal. Likewise, depressed and OCD are sometimes inappropriately used to describe a mood appreciation of things being organized. What you're supposed to say is surprising, or wild, or sad, or overly organized, or particular. Okay, you can't say dumb or mute. The word dumb or mute was once widely used to describe a person who could not speak and implied the person was incapable of expressing themselves. Deaf mute was used to refer to people who could neither speak nor hear. People living with speech and hearing disabilities are capable of expressing themselves in many other ways, including writing and sign language. Wow, we never could have figured that out. So what you're supposed to say is people who cannot speak, has difficulty speaking, uses synthetic speech, is nonverbal or nonvocal. Dwarf or midget. Dwarfism is a medical or genetic condition that results in a stature below 4'10", according to Little People of America. The average height of dwarf, the average height of a dwarf is 4'0". When used in a non-medical sense, it can be considered offensive, but many view it as an acceptable term for the condition. The term midget was used in the past to describe an unusually short and proportionate person. It is now widely considered derogatory. Widely considered derogatory. So that means fat people think that. Widely considered. You're supposed to say instead person of short stature or little person. You cannot say eeny, meeny, miny, moe. The original song replaces tiger with an offensive word aimed at African Americans. Well, at least they wrote an offensive word aimed at African Americans instead of the N-word. You're supposed to say randomly selected. Can't say epileptic, because it generalizes the population and minimizes personhood, which should be acknowledged first, often called people first language. You're supposed to say person with epilepsy, person with seizure disorder. You can't say Eskimo. Comes from the same Danish word borrowing from something I can't pronounce and something I can't pronounce, which literally means eaters of raw meat. Other entomological research suggests it could mean snowshoe netter, too. The term has historically been used to stereotype and demean indigenous and Inuit people. You're supposed to say indigenous or refer to the person's specific tribe. Okay, you can't say freshman. Using man terms excludes women and non-binary gender identities. Inclusive language acknowledges that people with many different identities can fill the role and can contribute. No, they can't, because if they could contribute, they'd have real jobs doing something useful. They wouldn't be writing shit like this. You're supposed to say first year. Can't say ghetto or barrio. Has a long history, but eventually came to indicate any socially segregated non-white urban neighborhood. You're supposed to use the official name of the neighborhood you're referring to. You can't say gyp or gip. Most likely evolved as a shortened version of gypsy. Oh, it most likely. Now we're getting into fucking theorizing and guessing. More correctly known as the Romani, an ethnic group now in Europe and the American continents, the Romani typically traveled a lot and made their money by selling goods, as opposed to other people that don't make money by selling goods. Oh, that's right, they're called bankers. They make money by fucking people over and making college loans. Business disputes naturally arose, and the masses started thinking of Romani as swindlers. Today, gyp has become synonymous with cheating someone. Use Romani, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that word right. Use Romani to refer to a person of Romani descent, and use cheat to refer to a person who is dishonest. Because once again, most people these days, especially Zoomers, they know that Jip is a derivative of gypsy, and they know who gypsies are, right? Because the education system is so fucking awesome. They learned all this in school, right? Along when they were learning that South America is a country. You know, considering that most of the people that this is aimed at, the Zoomers, don't know a fucking thing about history, do you think they really know that Jip is some kind of racist term against gypsies? They have no fucking clue. This is Much Ado About Nothing. Okay, oh, this is another long one. Here's the things you can't say. Handicapped, disabled, crippled, suffers from, afflicted with, victim of. Really? So we can't say somebody is a victim of racism? A victim of rape? Victim of the patriarchy? Invalid, lame, deformed, and handicapped parking. These terms generalize the population and minimize personhood. They also imply that people with disabilities are not capable. Well, they're not. They're disabled. There are things they can't do. Guess what? There are things everybody can't do. You're supposed to say, person with a disability, people with disabilities, uses leg braces. You're supposed to say, instead of handicap parking, accessible parking, or parking for people with disabilities. You cannot say, he or she, ladies and gentlemen. These terms imply that gender is binary, i.e. either man or woman, because for college students you have to explain what binary means, and does not acknowledge that people may identify anywhere along the gender spectrum, and or their biological sex may not match their gender identity. Inclusive language ensures that all people in a room or at an event are acknowledged. What you're supposed to say is everyone, students, rams, people. And you're supposed to say they, them, or theirs, or ze, zeer, here, or the person's name. What if you say stupid bent? How about stupid bent? Can I use stupid bent? You cannot say, my friends, hip, hip, hooray, because, of course, people say hip, hip, hooray all the time nowadays. That's really, I hear the kids all the time, hip, hip, hooray. It's a big saying with the Zoomers. Hip, hip, hooray developed from the German hep, hep, which was a harmless, adorable call shepherds would use when herding their sheep. But during the Holocaust, well, we finally got to the fucking Holocaust. Took us 3 pages. Yes, finally. This is page 4. I didn't realize we were that far in. All right, whew, we finally, all right, God. I was really worried we weren't going to get any fucking Holocaust in here. Man, oh, boy. I mean, we went 3 entire pages before we got a Holocaust reference in. I mean, this is pretty fucking anti-Semitic. We should have started with a Holocaust reference. Oh, thank. Oh, whew, God. All right, I'm going to be able to sleep okay tonight now. I was really fucking worried about this. Whew. During the Holocaust, German citizens started using it as a rallying cry when they would hunt down the Jewish citizens who were living in the ghettos. Really? Well, hold on. The German citizens would go hunting for Jews in the ghetto. Really? Do we have any kind of documentation of this fantasy? And the phrase's anti-Semitic undertones go back as far as 1819 with the Hep Hep riots, a time of both Jewish emancipation from the German Confederation and communal violence against German Jews. You're supposed to say hooray instead. So you're saying the Germans hated Jews before Hitler? I thought this was all Hitler's fault. I thought that until Adolf Hitler came along, everybody on the planet Earth loved the Jews. Oh, no, wait, that the Jews have been persecuted there because everyone hates Jews, and that's the Jew card. All right, I got it. Okay, anyway, Jesus Christ, we didn't make it. But don't worry, there's more. Oh, God, is there more? How many more pages of this shit are there? 1, 2, 3... 4. Hey, oh no, we're about 50%. All right.